This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. More cases of anthrax have appeared in New York and Florida. At American Media, a 73-year-old man known to have been exposed to anthrax bacteria has the inhaled form of the disease. And the 7-month-old son of a producer at ABC News was diagnosed with anthrax of the skin. At a news conference in New York yesterday, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani spoke about the case.
The preliminary analysis is that the baby was here on the 28th of September for a couple of hours. That's a sufficient amount of time so that if there was some kind of major spread of symptoms, there would be a significant large number of other people with symptoms. There is no one else with symptoms. The baby has responded to treatment, and we're very hopeful that the baby is going to make a full and complete recovery.
NPR science correspondent John Hamilton is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle's office was mailed a substance that appeared to be anthrax. What's the latest on that?
Well, yesterday we learned that Daschle's office had received a suspicious letter that had contained a powdery substance, and preliminary tests, which are not always accurate, indicated that the substance was anthrax. Since then, they've sent off a sample to an Army lab where they'll do confirmatory tests, and we hope to get results of those tests sometime today. And in the meantime, a number of people who work in that office have been tested for exposure by swabs of the nasal passages, and some of them, I understand, are getting antibiotics.
What about the man at American Media in Florida who has anthrax? What are his prospects?
Well, that was a man named Ernesto Blanco, and he was actually hospitalized earlier this month for what they thought at the time was just regular pneumonia. Later on, he was one of the people who was tested, and they found that he had in fact been exposed to anthrax. And now doctors are saying that he in fact contracted the inhaled form of the disease. Now, because he had been put on antibiotics, his chances of recovery are considered pretty good.
Why have some of these people gotten the inhaled form of anthrax and others got the skin form?
Anthrax is just another bacteria, so how you get it really depends on how you were exposed to it. If something arrives in the mail, say, and you were to handle it, and you had a cut or an abrasion on your skin, it could enter the skin and cause an infection that way. Now, that form of the disease, called cutaneous anthrax or skin anthrax, is almost always curable with antibiotics, so it's not considered terribly dangerous as long as you catch it fairly early. If you were to inhale the spores that cause anthrax, for instance, if you were to breathe something that had been sent in an envelope, then you could get the much more serious form, which is inhaled anthrax. And then the bacteria enter the body through the lungs, and that can cause a catastrophic infection, and in fact usually will be fatal unless antibiotics are started pretty early on.
What can people do to protect themselves?
Well, obviously, a lot of people are concerned about this, and there have been a lot of instructions going out to people who work in mailrooms and such. There's no perfect way to protect yourself, but they say there's several things you can do. You can look for letters or packages that have had signs of tampering, that don't have a good return address, that look in some way suspicious. And if you find one, what authorities say is that you shouldn't shake it, you shouldn't smell it, you should put it in a plastic bag and call authorities. And then, of course, if you have any reason to believe that you have been exposed to anthrax, you should immediately contact a doctor, and you need to be put on antibiotics as quickly as possible.
NPR's John Hamilton.